Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday, and this afternoon we're delving into the online liquor industry, a success story that's taking place here in Chicago. Joining us on the McGrath-Lexus business line is Michael Weiss, founder and CEO of Spirit Hub in Chicago. Michael, thanks for joining us today. When you started Big Fish Spirits back in 2016, could you imagine that there would be this massive disruptive event that would bring the entire world around to your business model?
Rob, great question. Wonderful meeting you. Thank you for having us today. 2016, we did not believe that there was going to be such an explosion of people wanting to have craft spirits delivered to their homes, especially not this quick. Ultimately, we did know that this would get here eventually. We thought it would take probably a couple more years. We knew e-commerce was the next wave of alcohol sales. But as we sit today, we're very, very excited about the fact that we were here when the time was needed, and that ultimately our customers were able to capture what they needed at the time when they wanted it. Really, really excited about it, yeah.
Over the years that I have covered the craft beer and craft liquor scene in Chicago, you talk to all of these independent brewers and distillers, and to a person, they all say the real issue is trying to navigate the thicket of distribution laws, some of which date all the way back to the end of Prohibition, that prohibited certain types of point-to-point sales. What was it like to kind of navigate all of those laws to make online direct-to-consumer liquor delivery possible?
So, Rob, we actually started the company as a concept in 2014. Q4 2014, we looked at the evaluation of the three-tier distribution system, trying to understand the difference between three-tier control states and different marketplaces. Ultimately, we as a business made the decision to go forward with e-commerce and really defining the path forward as the golden standard for the three-tier distribution system and how that works. Yes, people are challenged with how they operate right now today, because there's a lot of confusion from state to state, market to market. It gets all the way down to the municipality level, all the way up to the state level, and then sometimes you even have federal regulations. Ultimately, within the business, we did find challenges, but we always rose to the occasion. We look at ourselves first as a regulatory compliant technology solution, where we focus on logistics and the customer demand. But ultimately, as a content play, we focus primarily on craft spirits from independent distilleries, making products available that ultimately were not previously available to you in any other local liquor store you may shop in.
In the history of craft spirits, what was kind of a turning point, or were there multiple turning points in people's attitudes toward whiskey and gin and vodka? Was it the lifting the prohibition on TV advertising 20 years ago, or was it so many? Or was it so many people watched Mad Men and wanted to embrace those 1960s cocktails that a whole scene kind of developed around it?
You know, I'll tell you, it was definitely Mad Men, but in all seriousness, the reality is what happened was in 2008 all the way to 2012, there's a lot of tax incentives to people creating craft distilleries within different marketplaces. People really want to give people a taste of local craft, local products, right? You want to find that little place that you can call your own and really tell the story of the brand and fall in love with it. That's what customers want. They look at that experiential opportunity to really indulge and dive into something that they could call their own. That's what the craft spirits market did for people. The explosion really took place, you know, really between the 2008-2012 timeline. You've got mixologists, you've got bartenders who no longer just, you know, create just a drink that you want, you know, Jack and Coke. They're more focused on making it a better experience for their customer. Ultimately, craft spirits have taken its own shape, taken its own focus, And a lot of beer drinkers actually are now starting to get into the craft world as well, because ultimately they get to try something different every time. They don't want to drink the same old beer every single time, even microbrews. Ultimately, that is the beer. They get into the cocktails, the experience, and the craft spirits lifestyle is more what's attractive to people than just the products themselves. And then lastly is the story behind the brand. Multi-generation-owned brands, multiple founders, minority-owned businesses. That's what we focus on as a business. We want to make sure that people can try something new, call it their own, find a little place of somewhere outside of their local home where they could say, wow, it's almost like I'm traveling to the distillery. It's almost like I'm a part of this brand, and hear directly from those makers through a series of content offerings on our platform.
Well, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Michael Weiss, founder and CEO of Spirit Hub here in Chicago.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.